This is WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks. From the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM, and beyond, WCWP.org.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
Yes, this is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, where our starting point is High Point by Ramsey Lewis. FM and WCWP.org. Earl Klugh with Calypso Getaway from Crazy for You in 1981. A short getaway clocking in at around 3 minutes and 15 seconds. Earl was the writer and rhythm arranger, playing acoustic nylon string and 12-string guitars. Johnny Mandel arranged and conducted the orchestra. The rhythm section Earl arranged had Ronnie Foster on Rhodes piano, Phil Upchurch and Donald Griffin both on rhythm electric guitars, Nathan East on bass, Nate was part of the quartet foreplay, Ricky Lawson on drums, he was the original drummer for Yellow Jackets, and percussion, including the bird whistle, by Paulinho da Costa. Paulinho also played percussion on the first song of the night, Ramsey Lewis with High Point from Roots in 1980. Roots, R-O-U-T-E-S, is a homophone for the 1976 Alex Haley novel and 77 miniseries Roots, R-O-O-T-S. 77 was the year Ramsey put out Tequila Mockingbird, Amanda Green for To Kill a Mockingbird, the 1960 Harper Lee novel, and 62 film. High Point was written and rhythm arranged by Larry Dunn and Al McKay, two members of Earth, Wind, and Fire, which was founded by Ramsey Lewis trio drummer Maurice White. Ramsey was on piano and yelled something on the fade-out, Larry Dunn on Rhodes and synthesizers, Al McKay and Roland Bautista on electric guitar, another guitar duo, Kenny Burke on bass, Kenny spelled K-E-N-I, Leon Ndugu Chancellor, with only one E, on drums, and I told you about Paulinho da Costa on percussion. Of course, I could be wrong, because the Roots liner notes are vague. I'm only sure about Ramsey, Larry, and Al. I'm sure of song number three this segment, a cover of Chick Corea's La Fiesta composition by Maynard Ferguson.
WCWP.
Maynard Ferguson with La Fiesta, Spanish for Party, from Chameleon in 1974. The title track is a cover of Herbie Hancock, and La Fiesta covers Chick Corea, who wrote the party anthem, before that was a thing, as the second part of a medley on Return to Forever's eponymous 1972 debut that covers the entire B-side. The first half of the medley was called Some Time Ago. Maynard's cover of La Fiesta starts the B-side of Chameleon. It was arranged by trombonist Jerry Johnson, who soloed on his arrangement, as did Maynard on lead trumpet and Alan Zavad on Rhodes. If you didn't notice, Alan's solo phased between the left and right audio channels. Jerry Johnson's trombone work included the bass trombone parts with false pedal tones on a 2B trombone. The other trombonist on La Fiesta was Randy Purcell. Bob Summers was among the trumpets and might have been part of the mid-song duet. Again, liner notes are vague. Andy McIntosh played alto sax, Brian Smith tenor sax, and Bruce Johnston baritone sax. The trumpeters and saxophonists doubled as percussionists. We'll hear Chick Corea himself with his electric band in the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, but Special Effects, featuring percussionist George Jinda, leads it off.
Hi, I'm Doug Desher. Join me on The Rock Show Friday nights from 7 to 9
at 9 p.m.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
I forgot to acknowledge Rick Patrone on bass for La Fiesta and Dandy Imperio on drums. He soloed too. The second segment dawns with Daybreak by Special Effects.
Hi, I'm Bernie Bernard. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Bernie Bernard. That was George Benson with Kiss and Make Up, if the vocals didn't give it away, from Love Remembers in 1993. Love is sentient, apparently. Kiss and Make Up was composed by Jimmy George and Jamie Auspitz, neither of whom play. George Benson played lead electric guitar. Jeff Mironov was on rhythm electric guitar by himself. Ronnie Foster, heard on that Earl Clue song a segment ago, on keyboards. Michael Colina on bass and keyboard programming. Max Risenhoover on drum programming. And percussion a third time already by Paulinho da Costa, or just a second time. The backing vocals were by Daryl Tooks, Dennis Collins, Sharon Jerry Collins, and Angela Clemens Patrick. Mark Ledford sang wordless vocals on the song before that, Daybreak by Special Effects, EFX, the first track on Global Village in 1992. Band leader Chiele Minucci wrote Daybreak and played acoustic guitars and keyboards, while co-leader George Ginda played percussion. Kenny Werner was on piano, soloing at the end, Fernando Saunders on bass, and Lionel Cordue on drums. On the heels of Maynard Ferguson's cover of a Return to Forever tune, we have the Chick Corea Electric Band and their tune, The Dragon, co-written with John Patitucci.
This is Travis Demers, the radio voice of the Portland Trailblazers, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Travis. That was the Chick Corea Electric Band with The Dragon, not as fiery as La Fiesta, from Light Years in 1987. The song titles on Light Years are from verses in the poem Light Years that Chick wrote for his wife, Gail Moran. He wrote The Dragon, the song, with bassist John Patitucci, heard on acoustic and electric basses. Chick played Rhodes piano and two synthesizers through a rack unit. Dave Weckl was on acoustic drums and Simmons drums, not just drum programming, with Eric Marienthal on tenor sax. Band member Frank Gambale did not play his guitar on The Dragon. Next, on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, the spirit of La Fiesta returns with a triple shot of party songs. Two are titled Club Havana and have percussion by Luis Conte, and one has Eric Marienthal again on tenor sax. Stick around for those.
What this world needs is a few more rednecks.
That's right, folks. Join me, Rick Lucidi, and my co-host Brian Pemberton.
And WCWP.org.
Hi, this is David Benoit, pianist, conductor, and host on KJAZZ 88.1. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on another 88.1 WCWP.
Here are David and Russ Freeman with their Club Havana.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
And that was a triple shot of party songs, two with the same title. The third song that you just heard had a different title, Ken Navarro with Bringing Down the House from All the Way in 2003. I said all in one breath. And that's the name of the album, All the Way. Ken played acoustic and electric guitars on his co-composition, while the other writer, David Mann, was on keyboards and drum and percussion programming. No saxophone. Again, I said it in one breath. Barry Danielian was on trumpet and flugelhorn. The second song was the second, Club Havana, written and performed by Greg Kourakos on Blue Touch in 1998. Greg played keyboards, synth vibes, and synth bass. Eric Marienthal was on tenor sax, same as earlier with the Chick Corea Electric Band. Alan Hines on electric guitar only. John Lewis on drums, percussion by Luis Conte, and the horn section of Walt Fowler on trumpet, Nick Lane on trombone, and Brandon Fields on multiple saxophones. Greg, Eric, and Brandon are all alumni of the Rippingtons, with Greg and Brandon there from the start. Two other founding members, David Benoit and Russ Freeman, had the first song of the triple shot and first one titled Club Havana on the Benoit Freeman Project 2 in 2004. Russ wrote this Club Havana and only played multiple acoustic guitars. David played piano and keyboards. Featured musician Chris Botti was on trumpet, Alex Al on bass, Vinnie Caliuta on drums, and percussion again by Luis Conte. Yes, he was on both Club Havanas, fitting for the Cuban native. Taking us into hour two, a short cover of Hoagy Carmichael by B.G. Adair. Small Fry.
WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Hour one ended with the 1938 Hoagy Carmichael Frank Lesser composition, Small Fry, performed in 2005 by B.G. Adair on The Nearness of You, romantic songs of Hoagy Carmichael. Small Fry was first sung in 38 by Bing Crosby in the film Sing, You Sinners, as part of a musical number with Fred McMurray and a teenage Donald O'Connor, the youngest of the B.B. brothers in the film. I guess he was the small fry. B.G. Adair led a small trio on piano with Roger Spencer on acoustic bass and Chris Brown, not that one, on drums. Hour two begins with a one-name musician. Niels is the musician and Tangy is his song. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Alex Acuna, full name Alejandro Neciosup Acuna, with In Town from Gifts, Unwrapped, on September 23rd. Alex's first album as lead musician in 17 years. Alex, a native of Peru, intended Gifts as a double entendre. God gave him the gift of music, and some of the tunes are gifts from composer friends of his. Or covers. The friend for In Town was Jan Gunnar Hoff, who wrote it as the title track to his 2003 CD, 19 years ago, same year as Ken Navarro's All the Way. And fittingly, I said that in one breath. In Town seems inspired by Alex's years in Weather Report, particularly Birdland and Teen Town, a town of small fries, from Heavy Weather in 1977. There's that year again. The players on Alex's cover of In Town, the third cover of the evening, were him on drums and percussion, Otmaro Ruiz from Venezuela on piano and keyboards, fellow Peruvians Lorenzo Ferrero on tenor sax and the late Ramon Stagnaro on guitar, and bass by John Pena, a New Yorker of Puerto Rican descent. Before In Town, so on the outskirts, there was Neil's with Tangy from Cool Shades, released 3 weeks before Gifts on September 2nd. Neil's from Munich, Germany, wrote Tangy and played guitars, plural, Rhodes, and keyboard programming. Johnny Britt helped out on Rhodes and was otherwise on trumpet, Nate Harrisim on piano and additional programming, Alex Al on bass, as with David Benoit and Russ Freeman, Gordon Campbell on drums, and Oliver Sieber Brown with percussion. From a one-name musician to a trio featuring a bassist with a last initial. Roberta Pickett, Harvey S., and Billy Mintz with a song Harvey wrote for his wife shortly before they were married. Eukemi's song.
WCWP.
Roberta Pickett, Harvey S., and Billy Mintz with Eukemi's song, written by Harvey for his wife, on You've Been Warned, he didn't tell her that, which came out on August 12th. Harvey played acoustic bass on his loving tribute. Trio leader Roberta was on piano and Billy on drums. We'll go from Mintz to Mintzer as the Bob Mintzer Big Band leads off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
NeedSomething.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
As promised, the Bob Mintzer Big Band with Someday My Prince will come.
Hi, this is Ryan Grabo, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. It's a ripping good time.
It will be in a minute, Ryan. That was the Bob Mintzer Big Band with a swingin' take on Someday My Prince Will Come to close out Swing Out in 2008, tonight's fourth and final cover. Swing Out is a double entendre, meaning to make the music swing with honesty, conviction, and positive energy, and to take chances by playing music outside the norm. Someday My Prince Will Come is from the 1937 animated film Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, the first full-length traditionally animated feature film, and first by Disney. Music was by Frank Churchill, lyrics by Larry Morey. The song isn't out of the norm of jazz, but Bob Mintzer's arrangement was. He was the soloist on tenor sax, while Bob Milliken soloed on trumpet, aside from his lead trumpet position in the big band. The big band included Lawrence Feldman on lead alto sax, Roger Rosenberg on baritone sax, Michael Davis among the trombones, David Taylor on real bass trombone, not fake like Jerry Johnson, Phil Markowitz on piano, Jay Anderson on acoustic bass, and John Riley, not John C. Riley, on drums. Bob Mintzer returns with Yellow Jackets in the last segment. Russ Freeman returns now for Ripping Good Time with the Rippingtons. Riviera Jam is their jam. Brian Simpson on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Out of a Dream, the title track to his 2015 album, written by Brian, piano and keyboards, with Daryl Williams, bass and keyboard programming, like Michael Colina. Najee was featured on flute, Daryl Crooks, not Tooks, on guitar, and Brian's son, Scott Simpson, with additional drums. Scott was the subject of Blues for Scott on Brian's It's All Good CD a decade earlier in 2005. The suffix son, S-O-N, has come up a lot tonight. There was Ricky Lawson, Maynard Ferguson, Jerry Johnson, George Benson, Jay Anderson, and Brian Simpson, and son, Scott. Before them, it was the Rippingtons with Riviera Jam from Côte d'Azur, the French Riviera, in 2011. Band leader Russ Freeman, heard last hour with David Benoit, was again the sole composer of Riviera Jam. This time, he was on electric guitars and any keyboards not played by Bill Heller. Jeff Koshua was on saxophones, lead alto, backing tenor, Rico Belled on bass, and Dave Carasone on drums. JJ San Savarino has one of two Arizona songs, leading off the last segment of tonight's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Next.
Do you remember?
So check it out.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Arizona song number one is Sedona Smile by JJ San Savarino. That was a pair of Arizona songs on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Song 2 was by Jazz Funk Soul, the ensemble of Jeff Lorber, Everett Harp, and Paul Jackson Jr. It was Everett's composition, Funkin' in AZ, the postal abbreviation for Arizona, from their August 5th release, Forecast, their fourth overall, even though Forecast is spelled correctly, Forecast. Funkin' in AZ is a love letter to the Arizona Jazz Festival, AZ Jazz Fest for short, held in Phoenix. It was held this year from October 21st to 23rd in Phoenix, a week after homecoming weekend here at LIU Post. Jazz Funk Soul was at the AZ Jazz Fest. Brian Simpson was there and Najee was there, among others. For Funkin' in AZ, the song, Everett Harp played alto sax a la David Sanborn, plus keyboards and programming a la Michael Colina. Jeff Lorber had the keyboard solo, a la himself, I suppose Paul Jackson Jr., channeled Hiram Bullock on guitars, Marcus Miller on bass, Gordon Campbell heard earlier with Niels on drums, and percussion by Lenny Castro, another New York native of Puerto Rican descent. Arizona song one was Sedona Smile by JJ San Savarino from Cocktails and Jazz in 2021, where every song doubles as a cocktail. Per the liner notes, a Sedona Smile contains bourbon, simple syrup, fresh lemon juice, and unsweetened iced tea. Sedona Smile, the song, had JJ, its writer, on guitars, O'Keele McIntyre on trumpet, and four featured musicians. Richard Goofy Campbell on piano and keyboards, Dean Frazier on saxophones, lead tenor and backing alto, Taddy P, not Teddy P, on bass, and Paul Kastick on drums and percussion, like Alex Acuna. That leaves us with Yellow Jackets and their song Resilience from Parallel Motion, which came out on August 26th. Bob Mincer's the writer and plays Iwi in addition to tenor sax. Russell Ferrante is on piano, Dane Alderson on bass, and Will Kennedy on drums. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Resilience by Yellow Jackets. So long.